Mark, many congratulations. Grand final winners again.
Back to back, and you know, I'm really pleased for the guys because in January this year in France, they spoke about being the first team to go back to back, and you know, it's a tall order. And 38 games later, we've done it, and we've made history. And you know, we've been here 3 years now, haven't we? And you know, I thought this was, you know, it was tough. They were brilliant in the first 40 minutes. I thought, in fact, the first 50 minutes were brilliant. They were running at 90% ball control, and we just couldn't find a way through them, and we couldn't compete. They were ruffled as feathers, and you know, and I had fingers crossed, and we had to try and change things. I took Nozzer off early to keep him fresh for later, and we had to do different things that we normally wouldn't do. But you know, the turning point, Don Brammini does a 40-20, and then we get a bit of momentum, we get the ball back, we can score, we can play. And it just shows that, you know, that the players, how much they wanted it, and that desire and that commitment to do it, because a lot of teams would have folded under that sort of pressure, but they're a special group, as I say, you know, and there's going to be people leaving the club at the end of this year who've been part of this for a long time. And I suppose the reason we've been successful is that the continuity will bring consistency, and as much as we weren't consistent for 80 minutes today, we just found a way to win the game, and that's important in finals.
2 points there. First of all, the Eagles are a tight group. They all get on really well, don't they? But they also have that experience now that you didn't have a couple of years ago when it was the first game against Featherstone, and gradually, in the last two grand finals, you've got it.
Well, they always talk about lose one to win one, and we've lost one, won one, and won another. So, yeah, we've got people that's got that little bit of, you know, a bit of class and a bit of finesse. That Q, that's the try that Q scored at the end of Mitch Stringer ball. You know, he's just got that little bit of X factor. Mitch is an outstanding captain. You know, I can't speak highly enough about this kid. And then you've got Missy and people like that that's hard and tough. You know, the little things that Peter Green fetches to the team and all, the hardness, the toughness, the grit, the determination. We've got it right at this moment in time, and you know, young Eddie Batty, who's limping off there, didn't last very long when he went back out there. You know, he's a local lad that's come through our scholarship system, through into the first team, and it's a proud day for him as much as it is me as well.
So what does it mean then to win this competition again?
A lot of hard work's been done. We can relax for a night or two and have it. I've got to say this, I haven't said it all year because I think they've been outstanding. They've done my head in today, which is, you know, the players will be saying today, don't tell us, Tubbs, don't tell us. But it means a lot to us. It means a lot to us as a club. You know, there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes within a new ground and a home. You know, the one thing is that we've cemented that Sheffield is amongst a force back in rugby league, and you know, we need to keep it in Sheffield, don't we? And I'm sure we will.
That's the odd thing about today. I mean, you've won the big prize again, and yet right now you're homeless.
Where are we taking the trophy back to? Viper rooms to start with, but where's it going to be planted? Where's the trophy cabinet? I don't know. We ain't got the answer to that. But, you know, we're working hard with the council. The council are looking at a feasibility study about the pitch at Owleton. And fingers crossed, you know, we dreamed the dream and we're living it today. We need to live the next part of the dream for Sheffield Eagles, which is potentially get back to Owleton, where it all begun 30 years ago. And I walked into the changing rooms the other day to have a look around it. The pegs there that I started with, and the change, and, you know, there's a smell, there's a bit of history there, and that's what we're lacking now, isn't it? The history, the home, the base. And I want people at Sheffield to get behind us, because we've got to be, in fact, no, we are, the most successful team in Sheffield.
So how important is it that you keep the vast majority of this group together? I know that you've already tied down a few players and extended a few contracts. Is there anything else pending?
Oh, there's a few people, you know, we've still got Tom Armstrong to sort out, and, you know, there's an issue with Tom, if I'm honest, because, you know, he lives close to where he's in his final year of university, and you know, he nearly failed last year, so we're working away with him. Peter Green's still got to put pen to paper. The majority of the squad are there, and I'm going to promote some of the young ones, like I always do. You know, Corey, my own son, he'll be promoted to the first team because he's shown it. People like Lee Sanders, Connor Scott, you know, Eddie Batty has been the example this year. And next year, 8 and 10 for Sheffield Eagles will both be Barnsley lads.